Okay, Bezus Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Chav Dalid in Maseches Erevin. Zeicha to learn this with you in Eretz Yisrael, in the old Beis Medrash in the Vak Sheemes. You could already hear the echo in the Beis Medrash. Our daf, Chav Dalid, is going to be discussing the halachos of Karpeth, continuing the discussion of Karpeth, and many details of what makes a Karpeth lo hukaf ledira. To remind ourselves, we saw that a karpeth that was not surrounded for residential purposes, if it's larger than beis hasayim, so then in such a case, you cannot carry in that karpeth. Our daf in the middle of Chav Dalid Amud Aleph will discuss how do you fix a karpeth if you have something that has a problem of being a karpeth. And then ultimately, our Gemara is going to discuss case of called Rechava, and that is the halachos of an area behind a house that's used for nothing, and it's halacha vis-a-vis carpet. We're going to pick up Chav Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Carpet shu yosem beis hasayim. If you have a carpet that is larger than beis hasayim, shehukaf ledira, but it was surrounded for living, so then the halacha is that's not going to be a problem. If it was surrounded for living purposes, so then in such a case, it's not a problem. But now you create a problem. Mizra ruba. Then you planted zroim inside. So the Gemara will develop later on that if you plant something that is for vegetation, so then that's not hukaf ledira. If you plant trees, that would be something that's used ledira. So that's how you messed yourself up with here. Hareyu kigina, it's considered animal kefis ledira, therefore also the taltel. In nita ruba we look. But if the majority is trees, so then it's a different halacha. Hareyu kechatzer, then in such a case, it's going to be considered like a chatzer umoter, it's going to be mutter to the taltel. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this halacha. Nizra ruba, we said that if the majority was planted, then it's aser. Amar avun breder Yeshua. Rav Huna said, "Lo amaran elo yosem beis hasayim." The case where if the rove was vegetation, and now it makes it at the karpeth, you can't use it because it's considered a majority of vegetation. That's only if it's more than beis hasayim. Avo beis hasayim, but if you have only a beis hasayim, then in such a case it's going to be mutter, even if the rove is lazera. So now the Gemara analyzes. Kimah. So this psak that Rav Huna said, who does it follow? Karibi Shimon. That, at first glance, will follow Shitur Shimon. We have a machlokas between Shimon and the Rabbanim, the Snam of Shimon Oimer. Echad gagos v'echad karteifos, v'echad karteifos. When it comes to all of these things, achas heng l'kenim sheshav subasofan. They're considered one entity, and that you're allowed to carry from one to the next. They're not considered separate shias, whether it's a roof, or a chatzer, or it's a carpet. So it's considered as if they're one rishus, and therefore you're allowed to move kelim through those places. Below the kelim sheshavsu v'sel chabayis. But if it was kelim that had rested in the house, so then it's going to be two separate rishuyas. Now, the Gemara leaves out the dissenting view. The dissenting view, Rashi quotes, is the opinion of the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold that the chatzar and the karpeth are considered different reshuyas. So, the karpeth that Rav Huna Breger Yeshua said that you're allowed to carry in, what it was when you were nizra, a beis hasayim, because you consider it two different parts, you consider it two different reshuyas. So if you consider it two different reshuyas, so then, in such a case, it's going to be a problem. Now, if Rav Huna holds like the Chachamim, who cares that it's two different reshuyos? Because, according to the Chachamim, it doesn't matter. According to the Chachamim, they hold that when it comes, that you can't be metaltel from a karket faith to a chatzer, so then it should be usur to be metaltel in any time you have two chalakim of a karpeth, if part of it is nizra and part of it is not. So it must be. The Rav Huna Breger Yeshua is going with the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that when you have a karpeth that's not more than beis hasayim, then it's all considered rishus achas, and therefore they're not going to be usur. So says the Gemara, no, the Rabbi Shimon nami. Maybe if it's less than Beis Hasayim, Kima the Nizra Ruba, once the majority is Nizra, Hahu Miuta. So then it's considered as if there's Miut that you could actually carry in. So Batale Ligabe Roba, then it becomes Batal to the Roba. Vahagale Karpe Yosemi Beis Hasayim. Then you have a Karpe that is Yosemi Beis Hasayim, that's Nahu Bifladira Vasar, and then it's going to be Asar. So the Gemara doesn't like the pshat that they've given. Eli Yitmar says, Gemara, two lines on top. Eli Yitmar, hafi miyutmar. But rather, we should learn as follows. Hamiuta shari. That if you have a miut that is nizra, we rejected the idea that it was rov nizra. If it's rov nizra, so then in such a case, that's not going to be mutter according to anybody. But if it's miut nizra, so then Amar Rafuna Brei Yerushua Lo Amaran Ela Delo Avi Beis Hasayim. If it's less than Beis Hasayim and the miut is nizra, so then it's going to be bottled to the row that's not zarua, bottled to the row that's zukuf ladira. Avol Beis Hasayim, but if it's Beis Hasayim aser, then even a small amount is going to make it aser. Now whose sheet did this follow? Come on. It's the Falashita Rabbanan, who says that if you have different Rishuyos in an area that's Shalohuk of Kudira, so then in such a case, you can't carry from one to the next, the Chatzer that we mentioned, to the Gab. So too over here. When you have part of it that was Nizra, part of it that wasn't, so then you can't carry. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that says that a Chatzer and a Karfeh are all considered one Rishus for Tiltal, so too, if you have the miut of Zera in something that's just, that's a Beis Hasayim, that's in a Beis Hasayim, then you would be allowed to be Metaltal Kuba, because he himself said that if you have different Rishuyos, it's going to be Mut. Okay. The Gemara has a similar version, according to Rav Yirmiyah Medifti. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti, Masni Lekula. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti taught us the same halacha, Lekula. That why? Hamiyata Shari. That if you have a miut that was nizra, that's breaking up the karpet, it's still mutter. Amar Ravuna Brei Yerushua, on that Ravuna Brei Yerushua said, lo amaron ela beis hasayim. That we said only if we're talking about a beis hasayim, when it's a miut. Avol yosemi beis hasayim aser. But if it's more than a beis hasayim, then it's going to be aser, even if it's a miut. As we said before, that the miut that is less than the miut over here is going to make the entire area of the Yosemi Beis Hasayim Asur. And that's why it's entirely going to be Asur. Kiman, who's that following? Rabbi Shimon. This follows the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that says that you're allowed to carry from one Rishus to the next as we developed earlier. Okay.
That's not how we're passing, right?
Here, the Rambam in the Ein Mishpat says that miut is shari. That in a miut, it's going to be permissible. If the miut is nizra, it's going to be mutter. That's as far as I know, as far as the Pesach. Okay. Nata rubo hareu kechatzer umutter. So we learned in the Braisa that if the majority is trees, so then it's considered a chatzar, and like a chatzar and mutter. In other words, it's considered as if it's hukaf ladira. Amar Yehuda, Amar Avini, v'husha suim et stablos. It has to be made in nice rows. Et stablos means that the trees are made in nice rows. Rav Nachman, Amar, afal pishena suim et stablos. Rav Nachman says that even if it's not neat rows, still it's considered hukaf ladira. Mar Yehuda, ikla be'ravuna bar Yehuda, chazinu lahanet de lo avdi et stablos. There were trees that were planted in this carpe, but they were disorganized. What did he do? Chazinu lahanu v'kometaltli b'gavai. People were carrying inside. Amalei lo saver lamar lo avimi. Do you agree with Avimi that says that the carpe is going to only be considered hukaf ladira if the trees are planted in rows? Amalei anokar Rav Nachman severely. I hold like Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman says, even if it's not in rows, it's going to be mutter. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Karpif Yosim Beis Hasayim. If you have a Karpif that's more than Beis Hasayim, Shlok Lefudira, that's not Lefudira, Ketzer Uosa, how does he deal with it? Poritz Bo Pirza, Yosem Yeser, he makes a pirtza of more than 10, Vigodro, and he's Godr, Umamido al Eser, and he then makes it into 10. So this is a very, very important line in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, how do you fix a karpev? So, what happened? Let's spell it out. You had a karpev that was surrounded by mechitzos for not ladira. Now, you moved in over there, but you still can't use those mechitzas, because those mechitzas were put up, shalol adira. So what do? You make a hole that's larger than 10 amas, and then you fix it, you fix that hole, with the intention that that hole is going to be lehukaf ladira. And that's going to be matir, that whole area, that's going to be considered hukaf ladira. That's the eitz of what to do. So says the Gemara, iboilu. So now we have the following shayla. What happens if you weren't poratz more than eser? Poratz ama, you only break an ama, the gadar ama, and then you fix an ama. Uparatz ama the gidra. Ad sheishlima liyosem eser. So there was no moment that there was a piritza that was more than eser. You did it by breaking an ama, filling an ama, breaking an ama, filling an ama. What's Allah? Amalei, lav hayim disna. We learned in our Mishnah. We're going to be medama this to Hilchos Taharos. It's always exciting when we medami kalim to Eretz. Kol klei balabatim. In order for a kli not to be considered kli mitavat tumah, if it needs a hole the size of a rima, shiuram kirimah, the shear of it is like a rima. Uboi chizkia, and chizkia had the following shayla. Nikev kimotzi zayis. It has a hole that's smaller than a rima. It's the size of an aleph. Visatma, and you close it up. Ashe shlima lemotzi rima. In other words, You make a hole, you close it, and then you make another hole that's the size of the size. Now, what's the halach? Vamele Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yochanan taught, Rabbi had taught us, Shenisa lanu, Rabbi had taught us the following halacha. Excuse me, the way to read more precisely is, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Chizkiya, Rabbi, my Rabbi, Shenisa lanu, you taught us the following halacha. Sando shenipsaka echas me'ozna. If you have a sandal that one of its edges had been broken, v'tikna, and it was fixed. Tamei medras, the halacha is that the sandal is considered tamei medras. Why? Because it can still be used. It can be tied from the other. Nifsaka hashmiya. If the second one broke, v'tikna, you fix it. Tar mina medras, then it's tar from the medras. Now, there was no moment that you weren't able to wear it. Because each time, as long as one strap is working, you could wear it. But since, over the time, both straps were broken, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be tahar from tumas medras. Avol tamei maga medras, but it will be metamei maga medras, because the kli came in touch with maga medras. Va'amir talah, maishnar rishon. We asked, wait a second. When the first one broke, you said it didn't become tameh. It's still a kli because you can use the second one. Da'kaima shnia. Shnia nam. But when the second one broke, the first was already fixed. Ha'kaima rishon. Va'amrit lo nalah. And you said, panim chadashos baldekam. Because at the end of the day, in the last two tearings, both of those pieces have been torn, and it's now a new sandal. Hachanami, so here too, in regards to your shayla, even though there wasn't a single time that there was a hole the size of a rimon, nevertheless, it combines to the size of a rimon, even if there wasn't any particular time. Panim chadashos bolikan, and we say that there's a panim chadashos that comes here. So pan chadashos means that it's a new kli, that the kli is a new kli, and it's not the kli that had become tamei because it had been broken the necessary size to make it. So kari Allah. So Chizkiya said on Rabbi Yechonon, less than bar nash. You're not a person. You're not human. What are you? You're a malach. In other words, to be medama milsa to milsa in such a way, that's amazing. Ikadari, others say, Gondin Barnash. You're a person, someone who learns and applies himself in Torah and could be able to apply these things so that you're a human being. Those of us who are less haven't reached our haven't reached our maximum potential as human beings. Oh, so what do we see in regards to the mechitzas? We see in regards to the mechitzas that even though you didn't take all 10 at once, down at once, you could combine them for its halacha. Now we have another halacha in regards to karpet. This is the halacha of Rechava. This is going to take us through to the rest of the daf. Rechava, as the Gemara says, is a place behind the houses that doesn't have an entrance. It's this empty space behind houses. You can only be metalta for Amis because it's considered like a karfev shalohuk of Ludira and it's considered a karmelis. Amar of Nachman, in Pasach ba Pesach, but if you open up your house to the Rechava, then mutal tata b'kula. In other words, it's not part of any significant rishus unless there's a Pesach. V'lo amarin, ela she Pesach ulu b'soif huka. The only time you could be makir by opening the door is if you opened up the door to the Rechava and then put up the fence. Aval huka, but if you put up the fence, so pasach lo. That's consistent with what we saw before, that if you have something that's lo huka fludira, so then in such a case you need to take down the fence. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious because we learned that earlier. Lo tzricha, says the Gemara, the ispe dori. We're talking about where you have a dori is a silo of wheat. Mal sema daita de dori abdi, that you can say that the rechava is connected to the silo, and therefore not a karmelis, but an extension that was just, kamash malam, the chiddush is that it doesn't work. Another halacha of karpet, as we continue five lines from the bottom. This is going to be an interesting case. Karpet yoser mibes hasayin, shukuf ledira. You have a karpet yoser hasayin, it's mutter to carry because it was surrounded with ledira. But, v'nismale mayim, it was then filled with water. Sabra bon alameimar kizron domi, just like we learned. That Zra'in makes it a look of Ladira, so if it was filled with water, then it's considered as if it's Zra'in, and you can no longer be metaltal, the Asir, and it's Asir. So Gemara says, Amar Lehu, Rav Abba, Achua de Rav. Rav Abba said to the Rabbanim who thought to say this, Braver Misharshia, Hachi Amri Mishmein de Rav. Rava said something else. Mayim, if you have water, kinitayim dami, it's not considered like zroim. It's considered like nitan, and it's considered a ludira. Why? Because water can be used by the dari. It provides a service for the dira. So water is considered a service, just like trees are considered a service. So Amar Ameimar just added the heter to Rava, that's only if the water could be used. And then it's with the ludira. Lo chazan kashmisha, let's say it's bad water, not drinkable water, lo, then the halacha is that it doesn't apply. Amar Rav Ashi, udechazan kashmisha, now this doesn't say that when it's drinkable, it's going to be fine. Lo amaron, ela she'en bu'umko. Only if the water is not 10 tefachim down. And yoser mi'beis hasayin, and larger than beis hasayin. Al v'yesh ba'umko yoser beis hasayin, but if it's so far down with beis hasayin, usher, then it's going to be usher, because then it's like a big reservoir, and we don't consider that area as luka fludira. But the Gemara rejects it. V'lav milsi, that's not correct. Mina da'avi akari in the peri. Just like we see that piles of fruit in a chatzar doesn't mess it up, so too, even if there's large amounts of water, it's still not going to be a problem. So, the last halacha for today of today's daf is an interesting case of Rechava. I highly encourage you to take a look at the picture in the Kod Vahadar. Here we have the Rechava that's behind the house, and we're going to have, as in picture Kuf Tzadi Vav, we're going to have a Rechava, which on one side opens to a Mavui, and the other side opens to a Shvilei Hakpramim. And this was a case that they had in next to a river in Bava. Ahu Rechava Davi Bepum Nahara. There was a Rechava that was next that emptied eventually into a river. Dechad Bisa Havit Pasiach Bemasa. One side opened up to a city, to a mavui in a city, v'chad gisa v'siach l'shvil shel kramim, and the other side open to a shvil shel kramim. V'shvil shel kramim have a salik l'guda d'nehara, and the shvil shel kramim ended with a beach. It ended with water. Okay, so now the shaila is, how is there a way to allow you to carry in the rechava? We saw that a rechava is also to be metalka. It's considered like a carpet. So are you stuck? So Gemara is going to find a genius way to be matir. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, hey chinam, what are we going to do? La'avid le mechitza abuda de nahara. If we're going to put a chitza at the edge of the river, so then in such a case, ain't also mechitza agavi mechitza. In order to be able to carry the shvileach kramin, you can't put a mechitza at the edge of the river, because you can't put one mechitza on top of another. By the way, this is a halacha in Hilchos Erevin. Sometimes people make this mistake. If you put the Tzuras HaPesach that's going over another wall, that's a problem, because that's our Gemara, a mechitza agavi mechitza. So the edge of the sea bank is considered a mechitza. So ein os mechitza agavi mechitza. V'la avid le Tzuras HaPesach apuba d'shvil shel kramim. So maybe you'll put a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side, next to the rechava, asigavnin shadidulin. Then the camels that are walking by are going to knock it down. El amar Abaye. So what does Abaye suggest? La avid lechi apischa d'shvil shel kramim. You'll put a lechi, not the Tzuras HaPesach that has a cross beam, just a lechi. And then, it says Abaye, that'll allow you to carry the shvil kramim, because you have a lechitza by the sea, you have two mechitzas on either side, and then you have a lefty. So you have a mavui asasim, and then you have a lefty. Oh, now once you did that, tamigu de mahani the shvil shel kramim, once it works for shvil shel kramim, mahani nami l'rachva, an ingenious pshat, then it works for rachva as well. So this is quite a chiddush, that once you have the lefty working to be mati one thing, so then it could be matir something else. Take a look at Rashi. Demigu de mahani l'shvil l'talta v'odloi hashta parts l'karmelis. Now that you put a lechi, so it's surrounded on all four three sides, and then you have a lechi going into the rachva, the karmelis. So mahani nani l'rachva, then it works to allow you to carry the rachva. Lios la hekif l'dira. It's now considered hekif l'dira v'yatrenu l'talta v'od. To be matir, ubelav migu, but without this migu, lo mishdariyu, you couldn't allow it. Da pesach shebe rachva l'shvil, because the pesach between the rachva and the shvil, lo ay yoser mi'eser, it wasn't larger than 10. The kol kama the sasim lay, and as long as it's not closed, ledira, lav klumi. So it wasn't closed ledira. But now that you put up the lechi, in order to be able to carry in the shvil akramin, it's considered as if it was hukuf ledira. Okay. Rava wasn't so happy with Abaye's brilliant suggestion. Rava thinks it was too brilliant. Amar le Rava, sometimes smart isn't always correct. Amar le Rava, yoyru lechi mayo l'shvil shel kramin d'alma. People will now think that a lechi could be used to allow you to carry in any shvil shel kramin, even though there isn't a sea bank on the other end. So I don't think, in Svara, says Rava, maybe it'll work. But, says Rava, you're setting a bad precedent. But Rava says, I have another suggestion. Eloma Rava, avdina le lechi lepiska de masa. Put a lechi on the other side, where there was a mavui, not a shvil shel kramim. And that's going to allow you to carry in the mingu, in the mavui. Because the mavui is closed. The migu de mahani lehelech in the masa, once it allows you to carry in the mavui, mahani nami l'rachva, that will also allow you to carry in the rachva as well. Says the Gemara, Hilkach, therefore, tiltum the masa gufa shari, you're allowed to carry in the mavui, tiltum rachava gufa shari. And you're also allowed to carry in the mavui, in the rachva. But now asks the more interesting question: Mimasa l'rachva, u'meirachva l'masa. What about there? Pligi ba. Here we have machlokes rachva mina. Chad aser v'chad shari. One says it's aser, and one says it's mutter. Man d'shari, the one who says you're allowed to carry from the rachva into the other rishus to lepa diori. There aren't people that are living in the rachva, and therefore it's not considered separate rishus from the mavui. So once you're allowed to carry in one, one doesn't aser the other. Umanda aser, and the one who says aser, really it shouldn't be aser. But zin and David be diurin, there are times that there are people who live in the rachva, you know, like a newlywed couple, they'll go into a tiny basement apartment for a week or two. So do over here. The rachva people generally don't live in, but there are, every once in a while, there are diurin there. And then, if you have diurin in the rachva, so then that will, if you don't make a eruv between the rachva and the mavui, then they're going to aser on them. Vasa the talitah, and then you'll come to be the talitah from one to the next. So they always said that even though the legend is matir the mavui, and it's matir the rachva, according to the shita, you wouldn't be able to carry from one to the next. This besiyata the shvayah concludes dach chav dalit in Maseches Erevin.